Hello, my name is Janice Sutherland and welcome to Phenomenal Woman, the podcast where we share the success journeys of women who have been there and done that. From the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between, this is real talk by real women. We will share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insights on how you can navigate the same with confidence, integrity and a smile.
Taking a leap of faith by moving to a foreign country 8,000 miles away from home at the age of 18. Zoe started her first business at 19, Swalings Antigua, which has positively impacted the lives of an entire nation of Antiguan children over the course of the past 14 years, teaching them life skills such as teamwork, self-respect, respect for others, time management and discipline, using sport as a vehicle to do this. When Zoe first came to Antigua in 2003, she volunteered an orphanage and a safe haven for abused, abandoned women and children. Seeing and hearing and being part of the trauma and heartbreak experienced by those in the home on a daily basis spurred her on to do all that she could to empower others. From that very moment on, she vowed that any business she started would have a charitable arm helping underprivileged children and those less fortunate. And over the past 8 years, Swalings had raised sponsorship towards 600 plus children full scholarships to their programs and works closely with local charitable and social transformation organizations, empowering youth, especially young girls, which is very close to her heart. Over the years, Zoe has started a number of other businesses, both in Antigua, as well as in the UK and USA. So as you can see, she's a very global businesswoman on a mission. In recent years, another passion ignited her latest business, Intuitive Fitness, again empowering others to live happier, healthy lifestyles, self-development growth, transformation, and a positive mindset. The focus is not on what you will lose as a result of embarking on an Intuitive Fitness journey, but what you will gain. So Zoe Swatton, welcome very much this week to Phenomenal Woman. So my first question is that you've been very, very busy. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your beginnings and where you come from.
Okay. So I am originally from the UK and I moved to Antigua almost 15 years ago. So not quite, but I've nearly lived half my life here and half my life there. That's revealing my age a little bit. But I'm not afraid of my age. So I was born in England and I'm the only girl in a family of four. So I have three brothers and my mother is one of five girls. She was the tomboy in her family. So you can see like there's a pattern there with, you know, we're very, very strong women that, you know, we have to be being surrounded by men, but also my mom was the tomboy. So we've got that element. I always like to say, you know, I'm the type of girl that will be out there jumping out of an aeroplane or hiking up a mountain, but I also like going to the spa and getting my nails done. Now, I'm a complete like contradiction, but that's the way I like it. I went to public school in England, but I have always been the most grateful to my parents for the education that they have given me in terms of personal development. We went to our first personal development seminar when I was about 10 years old. Wow. So we've always been around personal development. You know, we've attended numerous Tony Robbins seminars, so many of the top, you know, the people that you'd think about when you think about personal development, we've been around it. And that honestly is the most thing I'm grateful for, that I've had that education as opposed to a traditional school education,
right,
which yes, I had, but you know, that has taught me so much more. And how I came to Antigua was when I was little, you know, when people ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
I never said what I wanted to be. I always said what I wanted to, you know, to do and where I wanted to live. And I would always answer, like when I was 5 or 6 years old, I'd tell my mom, I'm going to live on the beach in the Caribbean. I'd never been to the Caribbean. I had no idea where the Caribbean was. But in my mind, I don't know whether that was like a vision as a young child or a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't know. But here I am. And I've been here 15 years. And, you know, my parents have always run their own businesses. So I never wanted to go to university. I always knew that. I always wanted to be my own boss, set my own hours, find things that I was passionate about and pursue them. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's a little bit about me.
It's great. So that's very interesting because, you know, in the Caribbean, qualifications are highly prized. And, you know, the goal of most times is university education. Have you found that not having that, I suppose, formal qualifications hindered you in your career choices anyway?
Not at all. And I was funny because I've just been doing interviews all afternoon recruiting some new team members. And I said to this one girl that a couple of years ago, I interviewed someone, and I'm not discrediting university
at all. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, she said to me she's been away studying in Cuba for 7 years for her early childhood and everything like that. So I asked her a practical on the job question, and she turned around to me and said, you know, this was the answer. And I said, have you ever actually tried that? And she goes, no. And I said, well, let me tell you this. It would never work in real life.
Right.
Like, there's a practical element. Like, this is the textbook answer for how to do something. But in real life, like, stuff happens. Like, it's not going to go according to plan. It's not going to go according to the textbook. So I believe in real life education, learning as you go along. And, you know, I'm a big, like, I love Richard Branson. He was one of the first books I ever read. You know, personal development, entrepreneur books. I love autobiographies. And I am on the mindset that say yes to something and figure out a way to do it. Like, you don't need to feel like, oh, I'm not qualified for this, or, you know, find a way. Like I said, I'm not discrediting university, but I've always committed to a life of can I, which is constant and never ending improvement. I'm always learning. I'm always studying new things. I'm always in areas that I know will benefit me and that will give me a skill set that, you know, I need to apply to the current project I'm working on, or, you know, the business I'm setting up. So I'm constantly, constantly learning, but not in your traditional sense of school books, textbook, university. But it hasn't hindered me in any way whatsoever. And I think, in fact, it's given me more of a drive, you know, to succeed and prove that, that you don't need that. And you can always learn.
And that's excellent because, as you said, there's not always one route to success. You know, there's a variety of routes, and I want women to understand that you don't have to follow the traditional leave school, go to university. I certainly didn't. I did go to university, but I was, by that time, I was divorced with two children. So, you know, we all take our different routes to get to success. So what have been your key motivators for your career choice? Because you have, as we said, a number of businesses. But what's been your key motivator?
I think that, one, having a freedom lifestyle. So, you know, I set my own hours. I am able to, you know, start new businesses if I see an avenue that's there. I'm not restricted in any way. If I feel like I'm excited about something and there's a business opportunity in there, I'll explore that. You know, I'm motivated by helping others, inspiring others. As you'll see, there's a key, you know, there's a thread that links everything I do, and it is helping other people, mainly children, but now I've sort of expanded into, you know, with the fitness side, I'm dealing with a lot of adults. So the thread is just helping people, teaching them life skills, because people might just say, oh, it's just swimming lessons, it's just football lessons. It's not, it's life skills for these kids. You know, like you said in the introduction, it's teamwork. So I've always wanted to give something of value to other people, something that can enhance their life, give them a memory that they'll cherish for years to come. And that has always been the common thread, and that has been my motivator, to find something that allows me to have freedom, but also to be able to impact the life of other people.
Excellent, excellent. So, through your journey, what has been the most satisfying challenge you've had to overcome?
Living in Antigua.
What respect.
Like, it is so backwards. It is so slow. Like, again, I said earlier, I'm a bit of a contradiction. I love the laid back lifestyle. I could never live in a city somewhere fast paced. And I love the freedom and I love the backwardness of it. But that is also my biggest frustration.
Right.
Getting a simple thing done takes forever. It should take like a quarter of the time it takes to do anything.
Yeah.
And that has been a challenge. But I don't see things in life as challenges. You know, I see them as stepping stones to improve, to learn. And if you fail, fail forward. So if you're hit with something, I think it's taught me to become way more adaptable and resourceful and, you know, to be able to think on my feet, because it's not going to go the way you planned it here. And I think if I had been and started my first company in England, I wouldn't be the person I am today, because things would come slightly easier.
Right.
Not easy, but, you know, slightly easier than the extra frustrations and the extra challenges that you're faced with here. So I'm always grateful for them. Frustrating as they are, I always look back and say, what was the lesson in that? How could I improve next time?
So yeah, could you tell us a time where you said you've fallen forward, and things have been going horribly wrong, but how do you get through those situations and regain your confidence when it's been tough?
I think you just have to remember why you are doing this. Have a compelling reason, because if you've got no passion and no drive to get up of bed in the morning, no matter what happens to you, you're just going to roll over and give up. So I think that having that why, having that drive and fire inside, no matter what you're faced with, you're going to overcome it, because you're going to find a way. And, you know, I like to live my life with no regret. I like to feel like every failure isn't a failure. It's a lesson learned and something that you can improve on. It's only a failure if you don't learn from it. So just have that. Just find something that lights you up. When I interview people, I ask them about a time in their life that lit them up.
Yeah.
And, you know, makes them excited. And that tells you so much about someone, because if they're there and they're applying for a job and they're just mundanely answering the questions, and, you know, when you're passionate about something, you light up your whole aura, your whole energy.
Yes.
And it's like, that's what they're going to want. There's not going to be a job to them. It's not going to be work to them. They're going to get up and they're going to love it. And that's how I like to do things. If I'm not passionate about it, I'm not going to be committed. I'm not going to stay at the office until 10 o'clock like I did last night, because it doesn't drive me. And I will overcome any challenge because I'm passionate about it.
So what are you passionate about right now?
Inspiring other people, honestly. In the last, I would say, year, my life has completely changed because I am giving everything I have to others.
Right.
I have managed to transform my own life, and I want to share that with people. That is actually why I started Intuitive Fitness 3 years ago now. Well, 2.5 years ago. Because I was like, why? I feel amazing. I feel so alive. I feel so energetic. Why am I not sharing this with people?
Right.
You know, the more people that are energized and passionate, the better the world is. So that's what, you know, that is what I'm really passionate about now, helping other people see the best in themselves and finding that inner strength to do whatever it is that they want to do. It's not in just career. It's in anything that they want to do. But having that self-belief. When people, you know, I say I have a superpower, and it's, you know, that inner strength and self-belief. Like, that is my superpower. Yes, I'll wobble and I'll get a bit frantic and I'll get upset and I will get overwhelmed. But that's when you recenter and you're like, no, I have this superpower. You've got to believe in yourself and you've got to have that, you know, inner drive and strength.
So how do you get through that? Because as women, I know a lot of women do suffer with a lack of self-belief or the inner confidence. What would be one piece of advice you'd maybe give to women to get themselves out of that vicious circle?
I think that, one, energy flows where focus goes. So whatever you're focusing on is going to expand. If you're constantly, you know, negatively having a negative self-talk and saying, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I just fail at everything, that is just what you're believing. That is what you're reaffirming. That is what you're focused on. And that's what's going to keep being attracted. That's what you're going to keep doing. So you just need to, it might sound stupid, it might sound silly at first, but you've just got to say, no, I can do this.
Yeah.
I will do this. I believe in myself, and just reaffirm those positive things. Like, look in the mirror, look yourself dead in the eyes and just say, I've got this. I can do this. Whether you're shaking and like scared as anything, you've just got to recenter yourself and constantly have positive self-talk. I mean, I was never this confident. I never had this much self-belief, but it's in learn from my mistakes and learning from not having any belief in myself. Like, people would talk to me now and be like, what? There was a time when you didn't believe in yourself? Yeah,
yes,
totally.
Yeah.
But it's through personal development. It's daily practices. You know, that 2 millimeter shift. Just say one time to yourself today, you've got this, you're awesome. And then the next day, say it a couple more times. What I like to do as well is set little reminders on my phone. So like, 8 o'clock in the morning, it comes up and says, thank you. Maybe at 12:30, it says, you're awesome. You know, and then you're like, oh, you know, and it comes up on your phone, and it's like you said, it's weird at first, but I promise it really does work, and it will take you away from that negative mindset and just shift into a more positive mindset.
So having that inner confidence and coming across as a strong woman, some people may think you were bossy. How do you deal with that and overcome it?
I just ignore them. Like, I don't take people on. Like, I don't like the word bossy. I know what I want.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the kind of person, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes in a negative connotation of the word, whatever it takes. Everything has to be authentic and, you know, the best for everybody. But I will do whatever it takes. I'm not bossy. I, you know, if someone calls me that, that's their own issue.
Yes.
You know, if they don't like the way I'm doing something, that's fine with me. Yep. I don't care. Like, go away and do your own thing. This is the way I do it. And I believe in, you know, I love this quote. It says, in a world of look at me, girls, be a come with me, girl. So instead of like, oh, look at me, lovely, I'm this, I'm that.
Yes.
Like, bring people with you on this journey. It's another thing I said the other day, like, everyone is so competitive and trying to pull each other down.
Yeah,
no one is going to elevate unless you bring other people with you. I'm not afraid to help the next person come along with me. I want to see them happy. I want to see them succeed. So if you don't like the way I do things, that's fine by me. That's your insecurities. But I am going to, you know, keep on my path and do it anyway. And if you want to come with me, come with me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I love that. What was the quote again? Give me that quote again.
In a world of look at me, girl.
Yes.
Be a come with me, girl.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, would you say that was one of your key mantras? Girl power every day. Would you say it's one of your key mantras, or do you have others that you take?
No, I have. It depends on, you know, where I'm at in my life, what I'm feeling, how I am. But obviously, wake up with passion is one of them. I have that slapped across my back right now, actually, because I believe just waking up with that energy and passion to go forward. But another one which really helped me get out of a troubling time in my life, it's actually a Sanskrit script. It's the English version is that I honor the divinity that resides within.
Right.
So it's all about like owning your own power. Don't look outside for it. You've got to own it here first.
Yes.
And, you know, with that inner strength, like I said, that is my superpower. Like, once you honor the divinity that resides within you, you can do anything. So I remind myself of that all the time. Actually, a couple of years ago when I was, you know, doing some coaching sessions, I was having some help. Well, actually, it was about, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago. That's where that all came about. And my coach said, look, you're a warrior princess. And I was like, that totally sums me up. And that's been my WhatsApp name for like forever. And, you know, because being, like I said at the beginning, I'm a bit of a contradiction. I love, you know, going out and, you know, roughing and toughing it and, you know, adventure and adrenaline. But then I'm also like the princess. And I think that being a warrior princess.
I know you like
warriors as well.
Yes,
it's that strength, but you can still have the feminine with it. Because a lot of people think warrior, masculine, hard. It's not. The princess adds the softness to it. And you can still be a warrior, but be a princess at the same
very
time.
Much,
so that
very
whole
much.
Honoring what resides within, because everything you need is in here. You just need to find that way to tap it and nurture it and let it come out.
Excellent. So you started out business very early, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. But looking back, what advice would you give your teenage self now?
My teenage self?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I was a go-getter, and I've had times in my life when I've been like down and out. I had a very, very traumatic experience when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
I was at boarding school. And I think that looking back, I honestly wouldn't change a thing.
Right.
Because, yes, it was devastating. And, I mean, even today, it still makes me cry.
Yeah.
It still makes me hurt. But I chose a path of going it alone after the experience.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm going to share it because I think there's power in sharing, actually. So we were the youngest in the boarding school, which meant we lived in the attic. And my best friend, on her 14th birthday, got drunk and fell 40 foot off our attic roof and died. So I lived with the trauma of feeling guilty that I couldn't save her because I'd saved her the week before when she had got drunk and gone on the roof to play. A lot of my friends turned to self-harm. They turned to drinking. They turned to getting razor blades and slitting their arms and their legs. And I've never drunk a drop of alcohol in my life. As a result of that, but instead of taking the self-harm route, I decided to step away from that and not give in to peer pressure and be my own person. It was traumatic for like years. And you know, we had the press in our faces because we went to a very prestigious boarding school, and you know, they were calling us all raging alcoholics, and I said, no, this isn't who I am. This isn't the path I'm choosing. And I feel like if I was to look back and say something to my teenage self, I would just say, what you did, you in that moment of decision, you made the right one.
Very much. Very courageous, like, just, at that young age.
And it's, I think that has given me the, you know, the understanding that it's in your moments of decision that you're definitely formed. Because I could have gone this way, but instead I chose to go this way. And it's just in those two millimeter little shift that can completely change the course of your life. So I would say you did it. Like, you learned from it. It was traumatic, but you got through it and you did it. Like, believe in yourself. Yeah. And I think that, you know, looking back, that would be it. I'd say, you know, you did it. You learned, you failed forward, you know, you experienced something like that and you made the right choice.
Excellent.
So just in those moments of decision, make the right choice. And if you don't make the right choice, learn from it.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. I can see how traumatic it would have been, so thank you. So I've got a few more questions now. So if you could choose your own mentor, Zoe, who would it be and why?
When I saw this question, I was thinking, oh, you know, my typical one would be my mum, honestly. Although that sounds cheesy, she is the definition of a powerful woman in a very loving, nurturing way. And she ran a business on her own.
Right.
My father was in the military. He's a Royal Marine. And she brought all of her children up, as well as other children. She was a mumpreneur before it was even a thing. You know, so she is my mentor. She will always be my mentor. She will always be my go-to. She will always be my example. But if we're talking in the greater world, I was thinking, you know, people like Richard Branson, I love him because he just, screw it, just do it. That is very much my personality. I'm very spontaneous. I will find something I want to do and I will do it and figure it out as I'm going along. Tony Robbins, I absolutely love. And I was thinking, you know, all these people that I have had like in my ear for the last, you know, however many years, 20 years, 15 years. I'm like, where are the women? When I saw the question, I was like, wait a minute. These are all guys. Like, I need to find other than my mom, like a mentor that's a woman who is in business. I was thinking I need to find a woman. The only woman I've really, you know, read a lot of her books and practiced a lot of her teachings is Louise Hay.
Right.
And if any women out there are struggling with self-confidence and a positive mindset and believing in yourself, Louise Hay is the go-to. She's got affirmations. She's got incredible books. She's got incredible meditation. Sadly, she died earlier this year.
Yes, she did.
She was amazing. She was like 96 or 98 or something, but she overcame cancer naturally, and I'm all about, you know, natural healing and holistic health. So just anyone, she'd be my mentor more on the spiritual grounding, nurturing side of things, and then like Richard Branson and Tony Robbins would be more on the business and, you know, getting stuff done. But you know, I always say my mom as well, so I have to say her again. And then I just think that these mentors, you know, I want to emulate them myself so I can mentor other people.
Yeah.
And
the warrior princess could be a mentor.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what are the three key pieces of advice, or what are the three things you've learned about yourself during your career?
Again, it's having the passion and the drive to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
To not be, actually, I keep saying fail forward and things like that, but not be worried or feel like you've been a total failure if you do have to stop something that you started that wasn't working. I mean, we have had to make, when I say we, it's a family business. A lot of what I do is family-based, because family means the world to me. And, you know, we've had to make some really, really hard decisions in business.
Right.
And I feel like, yes, it might, you might go home and cry, you might be hurt, you might, you know, it's one of the toughest decisions to make, you know, closing down something, you know, stopping something that you've given so much to,
yes.
but if it's not the right thing and it's had its time, don't be afraid to let it go. Because if you hold on to it, it's going to stop the flow of everything else happening. And in hindsight, when you look back on things like that, you're like, we made the right decision. Look how much further ahead we are now because we let it go. But never be afraid to let it go. If it's not working, you're not a failure. You're actually more successful because you've been woman enough and, you know, you've believed in yourself enough to know that it's okay to leave that behind.
And I think that applies not just to business, pretty much anything in life, because I think, as, again, as women, we probably stay in relationships too long or jobs too long because, you know, we don't want to be seen as a failure, you know, when actually it's just not the right thing for us at that point in time. So let's move on and put our energy somewhere else.
Exactly. And I that is one of my biggest learnings as well. Don't be afraid to, to do it. And like you said, it could be with anything, not just in business, in relationships. And and that is, for women especially, that is a hard one. But I promise you, once you're out the other side, just a whole weight falls off your shoulders.
Definitely.
And don't wait for that moment. Do it before it gets to that, like, there's a mountain.
Definitely. Don't wait for it to be too painful to do so, you know.
Exactly.
So,
but then,
so lastly, Zoe, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
I think just to be passionate and, you know, do what you love. And I know there was a question before this, which is, what does it mean to be successful? I think it comes into the same thing. Like, what is success? Success is happiness. And it's doing what you love. You can be successful because you are the best mum to your children ever. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't have a career. You know, you are the best mom, therefore you're successful. If you're following your passion, therefore you're successful. So to be your own hero and to be successful and to be, it's just to be happy and live a life that is rewarding and, you know, you're honoring yourself and therefore you can help other people. And that is, you know, because you're not just a hero to yourself, you're a hero to other people. Because of you, they didn't give up.
Excellent. Well, Zoe, that was my last question. You've actually exuded energy. I feel energized just talking to you.
Good.
So if listeners want to, get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can, well, two ways. They can go to the Swalings website, which is swalings.com, S-W-A-L-I-N-G-S, or they can check out, we're just building a website for Intuitive Fitness at the moment.
Okay.
But you can check me out on Facebook, Intuitive Fitness, or you can, I guess I can give my numbers, or Intuitive Fitness 268 at gmail.com is my email address, or zoe@swalings.com. But yeah, just check us out, Swalings or Intuitive Fitness, Facebook, website, Instagram.
Excellent. And I'll leave all your details in the show notes as well for people to get in touch with you.
Great.
So that was definitely my last question, Zoe. Thank you so much for your time. As I said, I think I need to go home and have a shower now, and just, I feel so energetic and sweaty after talking to you.
Good.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.